Talk a little about prodigies. Prodigies. What is a prodigy? A child or a young person having extraordinary talent or ability. And it can appear in many areas. Sometimes you see little chess champions walking around, math. But we usually think of musical prodigies, So to start off, I'd like to talk a little bit about perhaps the greatest musical prodigy of all time, and that was Mr. Mozart, Wolfgang Amadeus. At an early age, it was very well documented his extraordinary musical talents. At age three, and we have someone in the audience at age three, little Ellie, without any lessons, he could pick out notes on the piano, he could play chords and tunes at age three. At age four, we have Errol, right? Last week he told me he was four. He started formal lessons, a half an hour each day at age four. And in the next year, at age five, he was composing music. At age six, he was good enough on the violin to sit with other members of a quartet and play along with them. At age seven, he wrote a violin sonata. We have someone who's seven, right? At age eight, he wrote his first symphonies. And I don't know if you've ever seen a symphonic score. You got to write out all the instruments, like that first bar line. What's the oboe? What's the violin? What's the viola? Right? If you've ever seen a musical score, well, he started to write his first symphonies at age eight. People were absolutely astonished. He could play three instruments, the piano, the violin, and the oboe. He could play music at first sight. Give him the score, he starts playing it. Improvise as well. Give him a tune, he starts improvising and creating a whole piece out of it. At age eight, Johann Sebastian Bach called him a prodigy of nature. He says, it surpasses all understanding and knowledge of the little lad, Mozart. Just a couple more things. At age 13, this is a very famous feat. In Rome, it was Holy Week, and at the Sistine Chapel, they always played this musical piece called Miser. It was performed during the Holy Week. The papal choir guarded this piece. No one could see the music. It was completely guarded. They didn't want any copies going out. Well, Mozart went and heard the piece. He went home, and then he wrote out the entire piece of music that he heard one time. At age 14, he wrote a full opera. That's where you have all the instruments, and you have the chorus, and you have all the, you know, soprano and alto and things like that. And it was good. They had 20 performances. Age 14. Just incredible, incredible, Mr. Mozart. But I submit to you that there was a more important, greater prodigy. Not in the field of music, but in a field much more important. Let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Let's start in verse 41. I'll talk about Jesus. Luke 2, verse 41. Now his parents, they went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover. It's estimated there were about 100,000 people packed the city at that Passover week. When he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. 12 years, still not even a teenager. When they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus, he stayed behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother did not know about it. But they, supposing him to have been with in the company, they went a day's journey. And then they sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. The people basically traveled in these large caravans at the time for security. So it wasn't really, they were worried, you know, after really a day that I'm sure that, you know, some of the family, friends just took care of them, right? Big groups traveled back. But verse 45, they didn't find him. So they went back to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, that's 3 days without seeing their 12-year-old, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors or those of the law, both hearing them and asking questions. And it was customary to have in the temple a question and answer session followed by discussion, like we did the Bible discussion. Verse 47, but all that heard him, Jesus, the 12-year-old, they were astonished at his understanding and his answers. Just astonished at his biblical, spiritual understanding. The questions and the things that he brought out. We can only guess what the topics were. Verse 48, when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, son, why have you dealt with us? What are you doing? We, your father and I have been sought you sorrowing. We didn't know where you were. 3 days we're looking for you. He said to them, how is it that you sought me? Don't you know that I must be about my father's business? My father's business. At that age, he was fully aware of a special relationship with his father, which was God the Father. It says they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. You know, his parents knew that he was a special child, but in this case, like, they didn't even get, like, what did he mean by that? I mean, about my father's business. His father was there. It's Joseph, right? It just said they didn't get it. They didn't get it. Verse 51, he went down with them. He came to Nazareth, and he was subject to them. Yeah, he honored his father and mother. But his mother, she kept all these sayings in her heart. And it says in verse 52, Jesus increased in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and man. He grew in his special area of spiritual understanding, wisdom, godly character. Was he more important than Mozart? Yeah, right. It's not even close how important Jesus was. Now, there's not much else written about the childhood of Jesus Christ, but this one account records that his spiritual talents were just huge at a very, very early age. You could call him a spiritual prodigy. How did he do it? How did Jesus do it? Well, back in verse 40, we can see in Luke 2, the child grew, waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. He had, as we know from other places, he had the Holy Spirit without measure, without measure. While we don't have the Holy Spirit without measure, we do have access to it as baptized individuals. And we can and we should grow in spiritual understanding and learn wonderful things that many smarter, wiser, older people could never learn as they don't have access to God's Spirit. So yes, indeed, let's follow the footsteps of the greatest spiritual prodigy of all time, Jesus the Christ.